Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Yes, tonight is Saturday night, January the 20th, 2018. Well, as we always do, I'm going to ask all listeners if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Before we go any further into this worldwide internet radio program on tonight, because this is a ministry, so that's why we always give God recognition first. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. We come to give your name praise. We give you glory and honor because of who you are. We realize and know that you're worthy to be praised in the midst of it all, no matter what we see, no matter what we hear, or what it feels like. We thank you for who you are, and we know that you are in total control at all times. So we just bless your name on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. I start with myself, and I include my entire family. And my guest on tonight, Brother Sonophon Polidor, and his entire family, forgive us of all of our sins and all doers of your word, that you may be glorified through each and every one of us individually, and then as a corporate body of believers in your Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer on tonight that should there be any listeners by way of internet or by way of telephone that are not connected to your Son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name and do not have a relationship with him, it's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight that will convict their hearts and prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and surrender and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose. They will walk in it, they will live in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth as our prayer for each one of them in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the healer, and we stand on your word, Heavenly Father. You let us know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed, and it is so by faith in Jesus' name. We also come, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, let them feel your presence. Heavenly Father, we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you know where everyone is hurting, and you know how to reach each individual. So we pray, Lord, that you will comfort and strengthen them in the name of Jesus, that their faith will be increased, even in the midst of the loss of loved ones, and they will continue to put their faith and hope and trust in you and continue to hold on to your unchanging hand. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your Spirit over this airway on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, because we realize and we know that it's not about us, but it's about you. And we just thank you for the opportunity to be your vessels, servants, and ambassadors, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ through our books, through music, and through the ministry of teaching and preaching your word over this worldwide platform, that it is you that has opened the door for us. So we are grateful, and we don't take it lightly or for granted. So we just thank you for the opportunity, and we pray, Lord, that you would just move by your Spirit on tonight as only you can. Have your way. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless these listeners, and we pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit and put it in the hearts and minds of men, women, boys, and girls around the world, that even more listeners will come on board and be blessed by the word as we share the good news of Jesus Christ through the different men and women that you bless to come forth and share what you are doing in their lives through the word and through the books and through the music that you have anointed and blessed them to write and sing for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and it goes for me as well, Christians must learn to wait on God's direction and instruction, which means patience. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, Christians, and that means every Christian, must learn to wait on God's instructions and directions, which means patience. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants ambassadors vessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcements, I only have one announcement before I bring my special guest on tonight. And this announcement comes from Pastor Gregory Kirby. He will be hosting a service titled Awaken, and it will be taking place on Saturday, January the 27th at 3 p.m. And it's a service that he will be delivering a powerful word. And I'm quoting him right now. And in his quote, he says, he has been instructed to tell the people what it is, why it is, and what is about to happen because of disobedience. There is another plague that's coming, and he wants to warn the people of it on this coming Saturday. Again, Saturday, January 27th, 2018 at 3 p.m. at Bethany Christian Church, which is located at 5901 Cashew at the corner of Linville Street on the east side of Detroit. You can't afford and don't want to miss this prophetic service and word, unquote, from Pastor Gregory Kirby. And if you are available and can attend, you don't want to miss this opportunity to be blessed by the word, again on Saturday, January 27th at 3 p.m. Well, those are my announcements for tonight. Right now, I'm so excited to bring forth my guest on tonight in the presence of, I know I'm going to mess his name up. I'm going to have him pronounce it once he comes on the air. And it's Jonathan Polidor. I hope I got that right. He'll correct me if it's not. He's my guest from Lafayette, Louisiana. And he is the author, the proud author of the book titled, What's Your Kick? His pastor is Pastor Byron Hyperlite. And he is a member of the Disciples of Christ Jesus Church, which is also located in Louisiana. So I'm going to ask our brother Polidor if he would come forth right now. And what he's going to do, I'm going to ask him to share with the listeners a short testimony. And following his testimony, he will go right into giving us and sharing with the worldwide listeners his mission statement. So first of all, Brother Polidor, I am so excited to have you on the show on tonight. I'm going to ask you if you would take a moment or two and share with the worldwide listeners. Could you please share with us a short testimony first, and then also following that, please share with us your mission statement. Then we will go over to a music break, and then I have some questions for you following that.
Yes, sir, I surely will do that. I will first start off by saying I'm highly appreciative and grateful to be gracing your platform right now and having the ability to have my voice on these airways. I understand how important the power of thought is and the power of words. And when you magnify that across the airways, it multiplies infinite amount of times. So I appreciate that. To go into my personal testimony, keeping it real short and brief, I'm from a very small town in Louisiana called Franklin, Louisiana. It's very small population. So as they say, with small places sometimes come small minds and small mindsets. So I was blessed to go into the military after high school and have an opportunity to travel to 25 different countries around the world, be around people from different parts of the country, get around different mindsets and different ways of life, different cultures. And that really opened me up and helped me fast forward my thought process and my growth and my development. After the military, I became a personal trainer for 12 years, and now I'm a psychologist. I have a master's degree in the field of psychology. And so me doing this book was a sum total of the years being a trainer and the years working with clients in psychology, just identifying the things that were roadblocks in a lot of people's lives, not getting to where they want to be in life. So that's my testimony right there. The sum total of experiences in school, knowledge, and background, and just flat-out experiences, my personal experiences, I wanted to compile all of that into this 141-page publication we have right here. So that's my personal testimony, sir, to this point.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you could, and the reason I want to have ask you to share a testimony is, and I always ask all my first-time guests to share a testimony because God gets his glory through our testimonies, and it does us no good. It does not glorify God when he blesses us and we do not share how we were blessed and who did the blessing. So God gets his glory through our testimonies, and we can let others know that if God did it for us, he's the same God, and he has no respect to a person. What he did for you, what he's doing for me and through you, he's the same God. He can do it for others too. So that's why it's important to share our testimony, that God gives his glory through our testimony so we can be a blessing to others. Now, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, please share with us the listening audience your mission statement, and then we will go to our short music break, and I'm going to come back with your questions. But share with us first your mission statement, please.
Yes, sir. My personal mission statement is to be used as a vessel or a conduit to help other people realize the greatness that lies inside of themselves, to help people realize that the answers they need, the gifts, the strengths, the tools that they're looking for, they were all blessed to have locked inside of them. And my journey is to only take that key and turn that lock, help them to unlock their great full potential that the Creator bestowed upon all of us. That's my mission.
Wow. Wow. That is excellent. I appreciate you. You said the great potential.
Yes, sir.
That's in us. Wow.
Yes, sir.
I love that. That is a powerful mission statement. And God is going to bless you even more because you are sharing this powerful mission statement, and someone is going to be blessed just by hearing your mission statement. And not only your testimony, but through your mission statement alone, somebody is going to be blessed. So I thank you for sharing your testimony and also for sharing that powerful personal mission statement with me and the worldwide listeners. So right now, we're going to go to our first music break. And following this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to go into our questions with Brother Polidor, author of the book titled What's Your Kick? So we are looking forward to hearing him elaborate some of the chapter title subjects, and we're just going to go further into the book once we complete this music break. So continue to tune in, be blessed as we continue to move forward through tonight's program. Right now, we are going to go into the music selection, Pray For Me. Why? Because the word of God said we are to pray ye one for another. And for such a time as this, we need to be praying one for another. The word of God said we are to watch as well as pray. So that's what we're going to do on tonight. Our musical selection for tonight is Pray For Me. North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, pray for me. The word of God tells us we are to watch as well as pray, and we are to pray ye one for another. Yes, again, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am so excited to have my guest on tonight, Brother Arthur Polidor from Lafayette, Louisiana. He is my guest on tonight, my special guest on tonight. So right now, we're going to go into some questions for the author on tonight, and I pray that you be blessed as we move forward into tonight's ministry through tonight's program with our guest on tonight, and be blessed by this man of God, this awesome author of this book titled, What's Your Kick? My question, first question to you, Brother Polidor, is why is it important to have a spiritual mentor?
It's very important to have that spiritual mentor because on your journey to achieve your goals and your ambitions, you will be tried. Not maybe, not so-so, you will be tried. There will be tribulations and obstacles and all of that. You need that spiritual mentor to keep you in check, to keep you uplifted, to keep you encouraged, and to have that person to fill you up every time you feel absolutely empty on your journey to your mission.
Amen. And I can attest to that. And it's sad to say, but a lot of people that are being doers of God's word, whether through Christian music or through the authorship of writing books, and you are right, you hit the nail on the head, and it's so true. A lot of times we can get discouraged when we are trying to be pleasing to the Lord and doing what God has called us to do, and that's a part of the enemy's attack. He wants to discourage you so that you cannot fulfill your purpose through your book or through your music or whatever God has a blessing or ordained for you to do. So I touch and agree with you regarding the importance of having a spiritual mentor. because sometimes we can get down and out, and sometimes we can want to throw in the towel and give up, and that's exactly what the enemy wants to, us to do. But thank God for the spiritual mentors, and that's why the word tells us that we ought to encourage one another in God's word, not with our personal feelings or opinions, but according to God's word. It is, I touch and agree that it's important that if you do not have a spiritual mentor, especially if the Lord has opened the door and he's a, you know that he's anointed you and you're trying to be an answer to the kingdom of God, make sure that the, you get a spiritual mentor. If you don't have one, pray and ask the Lord to direct you to a spiritual mentor so they can be a blessing and stand in the gap for you and help you along your journey so you can accomplish everything that God has ordained for you to do for his glory. Brother Polidor,
yes,
I have another question for you. How important is it is? How important is it to be disciplined?
I think discipline is the most important ingredient to success in all walks of life, whether that's relationships, spiritually, your physical body, your health, any endeavor you want to achieve. Discipline is a supreme ingredient to that. So I find personally, when it came to college, when it came to me doing my my personal training and bodybuilding in different walks of my life, I only achieved what I did because I trained myself to be supremely, just ridiculously disciplined and focused on what I'm trying to accomplish. And once again, that mentor helped me to achieve that discipline. Having that accountability, having that person to check in with, having that person that gives you kind of a hard time if you don't do it, you don't accomplish certain things by a certain time, that all came with the discipline aspect.
And I like that. That is so true what you just said. And that is, and I can attest to that as well, because that's what we as Christians, especially Christians, we need to be held more accountable. And that's why, and I like what you said, that is one of the, another one of the reasons why we must have spiritual mentors so they can show us that we are to be accountable and they will help hold us accountable to what we are doing in the earth for God's glory, because we must realize that it's not about us. It's about God, and we are just the vessels, the servants and ambassadors that he is using. We are his mouthpiece through whether it's a music CD or whether it's through books or whatever the Lord is, whether you're preaching or teaching God's word. We are the ambassadors, the mouthpiece. And so that's why it's important that we be accountable, because one day we're going to stand before God and we're going to give an account to God for everything that we have done in our bodies. He said the good and the bad. So I can attest to your answer to this last question. It is very important. That's a very important ingredient to maintain and have success in whatever you're doing for the Lord. You must be disciplined. I have another question for you, Mr. Mate. How do one find their own individual or personal kick?
Oh, man, that's the first part of the book. The most important thing in the whole book is for the reader to find their kick. My goal is by the time you turn the last page on page 140, that you can put the book down and say, you know what? I know exactly what to go and do. So to answer your question, to me, the reader has to ask themselves, what did they enjoy doing without getting paid for it? What did you enjoy doing as a teenager or a little kid naturally? What did you gravitate toward before you got a job, before you had a family and bills, and before the world made you feel like you have to go to college and then you have to get this certain job? Before all of that, strip that away. Ask yourself in your heart, what do you love to do with all of your free time? And then the next thing is to tap into that. That's the whole point in finding your kick. The kick in this book is a metaphor for the listeners. I use that term kick to represent what's your calling, what's your gift, what's your talent, what are you known to be incredibly good at more than your peers? That's your kick. And adulthood is free from that sometimes.
In other words, what you're saying, that's what is your passion? That can also include passion. What's your passion?
What's your passion? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A lot of times in adulthood, we find ourselves doing things just for money, just to pay bills. And I would say 80% of people are not operating in their passion. They're operating on somebody's job. That's two different things.
Wow. That's deep, but it's the truth. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. That's very true. A lot of people don't look at it that way, but that is the truth. Before I do my final music break for tonight, how does this book express or explain mind, body, and soul?
The mind, body, and soul chapter in this book, I felt it was so important because in the psychology field I work in two different jobs, and in the personal training field I work in, you most time pride yourself on working 7 days a week and you barely sleeping. Most time you're living in your car, going to see all your clients. You know, you're driving a lot. You're going to all these fast food windows. You're not eating the proper meals. You're probably getting way too much caffeine to stay up. And so in the service industry, we're in the industry to help people, but we're destroying our own bodies. We don't make time for your own spiritual practices, whether that be prayer or meditation. You don't make time to attend your church family. You probably don't make time to get the appropriate sleep and rest. And my point in that chapter is showing you how it's all one thing. And every one thing you're missing affects the next thing. So you lacking sleep and not eating properly, that does affect your spiritual life. And you not having a spiritual life together, that does affect your mental stability. And now you get depressed. You get anxiety. You get anxious. All of those things come from a lack of somewhere else. So they're all connected. And the minute you start fixing up one part of your life, magically, another part of your life starts getting highlighted and raised up, you know? So that's the part of that chapter.
Amen.
In the book.
Lord, amen. I can agree with that. Yes, sir. And that's a fact. You do have to take time out for yourself. You have to take time out for yourself and take time out to be connected back to your family. And like you said, your spiritual family, your church family, because sometimes we get so busy and caught up on what we're doing that we forget about other people. And sometimes we even forget about ourselves and that we need the proper rest. We need to make sure that we're eating right and we make sure that we are keeping our minds in the right mindset. So all these different things play a vital role and are very important that we keep our mind, body, and soul connected, and that way they can all function properly at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Right now, I'm going to go to our final music break for tonight, and I love this song because I thank God that Jesus thought that our life was worth living, that he came down from glory, he sacrificed his own life, and he paid the price with his own blood for us, for you and for me. For those that are listening right now that are not saved in Jesus' name, you're not listening by accident. You're here for a purpose. God allowed you to tune in and be blessed by this word through this awesome offer on tonight because God has a purpose for your life, too. You may be one that God has a book in you. You may be one that God has a musical CD, or you may be a man or woman that God wanted to use to spread the good news of Jesus Christ through the teaching and preaching of his word. So we just thank God that he thought our lives were worth living because he knew, just like God knew, that he had a purpose for each one of our lives before we was even born. So God has a purpose for each one of our lives. And as I always tell the listeners, if you don't know what your God purpose is, it's really easy. It's simple. Sincerely mean it from your heart. Pray and ask the Lord to reveal to you and show you what your God purpose is because he wants you to know what it is because only you can fulfill your own God purpose for God's glory. So we're going to sit here and we're going to listen to this song. We're going to be ministered to this song, Worth Living, that God will be glorified on tonight. I pray that you enjoy the song as much as I do. You thought I was to die for. praise the Lord on tonight. Aren't you glad that Jesus thought of our life was worth living, that he came down and he paid the ultimate price with his own precious blood? Brother Polidor, my next question to you is why must one have a call to action?
The call to action, I think after finding your kick, the first chapter, the call to action, the final chapter in the book, is the most important chapter, because even whenever I do public speaking, I never want the listener to just leave and say, oh, I like what Sean said. Oh, Sean said something real nice. I want you to leave and go and do something. I'm a very action-driven person. So I want my readers to just don't read the book and put it down on your shelf with the rest of the books. I want you to actively go and do something. So my call to action chapter in this book, I'm purposely trying to challenge the reader. I'm trying to almost step on your toes. I'm trying to be like a real tough coach on a football team and challenge you to go and do something with yourself with this information. We live in a day and age where we're submerged in information. So I think that most people know what to do. You know better. But the next thing is, after you know, you must do.
And that is so important to realize and know. That, and I like what you just said. Yeah, it's very important. It's so important to realize that it's one thing to read a book, but then, like you said, what are you doing after you read the book? Are you applying it to your life? Are you applying it to your life to the point that you can turn around and be a blessing to somebody else, to the body of Christ, that God will be glorified through you after you have read not only this book, but any book that can be a blessing to you and also be a blessing to someone else? So I thank you for answering that question, and I know that someone has been inspired and blessed by just that one question alone. Do something after you have read the book, and if it really truly inspired you, then after you have read the book, now the question is, what are you going to do about it? My final question to you on tonight, Brother Polidor, is it's a real simple question, and I do know that you have the answer for this. How do you explain reverse engineer or reverse engineer one's goal?
Yes, sir. I'm over here smiling real big. You know they say when you're a parent, you are not supposed to have a favorite child. So out of 11
Amen.
Chapters, I have to admit, reverse engineering your goals, that's my favorite chapter in the whole book. Reverse engineering your goals, not to give it all away, but I don't mind sharing with your audience on this platform. My point in the book is, I think that some people lack the ability to have long-term vision and long-term goals. We are so short-sighted these days. So my point in the book, I give a very transparent example of how did I look at getting a master's degree and then take that two-year time frame and shorten it down into workable, manageable, attainable chunks to where it's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge Mount Everest. I made it to where week by week, I know precisely what to do to get the exact result I need to be on time to graduate on time. And you can do that same process with any goal. You want to lose 70 pounds, you want to get into a relationship, you want to buy a car, you want to get a house, you want to get a certain job. That's the big picture. But how do you break it down into monthly goals, weekly goals, and then ultimately your day-by-day life? See, once you know what your kick is, you know what your calling is, that should govern what you do. It should be a buffer, if you will. Your calling should dictate when you go to bed, when you wake up, when you go on Saturday night, what you doing on Tuesday at 3 o'clock, your calling should dictate that. So reverse engineering your goal, you know what the big picture is. So what do you do day by day to get to that end result? That's the point of that chapter, sir.
Excellent. Wow, that is really deep. That is really deep what you just said, how you broke it down and explained it. I really like that, and that is so important that we as people set long-term goals, not just short. It's good to set short-term goals too, but we need to learn how to set long-term goals. And if you have to take a notepad and pen and paper and post sticky notes all over the place, all over your apartment or your house or in your car, whatever you need to do to make sure you accomplish what it is that you're trying to accomplish, you must set goals and you must see the vision before you actually see the vision. I think it went over somebody's head. You must see the vision in your mind before you actually see it in the natural. In other words, once you see it in your mind, if you're going to work toward it to make it actually happen, you have to set something in your mind, set a goal in your mind, and then work toward that goal in your mind until it materializes, until it actually happens.
Yes,
so, Brother Polidor, I am so excited for you. I am so excited about what God is doing in your life through your book. And God has more books that he's going to use you to write because you are such an inspiration to more people than you realize. And he's going to open a door for you to be not just an author but a mentor, not just only in your local area, but I believe he's going to open up this avenue for you internationally where you will be traveling worldwide, spreading this same type of information that you're sharing with my worldwide listeners on tonight. He's going to open that platform for you, just like he did. I'm going to use this as a testimony for you. I'm going to share this with you and the listeners. My very first guest on my show was Dr. Eddie Connor. He now has his PhD. At the age of 14, I met him in a revival. I was playing the organ at the church, and his mother was there. His mother's a doctor. She traveled from the United States to Jamaica all the time, but she was at the service that individual that night. And he got up and he testified, and he shared with us in the service that night how the doctor gave up on him at the age of 14. He had stage 4 cancer, and the cancer was growing so fast they could open him up, and they could see that the cancer actually growing in his body. And they gave up on him then. But since then, because of his mother's faith, she did not give up on him. And since then, he just wrote his 8th book. I think last week it just came out. His 8th book is out. He turned around and he's 35 now. They tried to give up on him at age 14. But God and the faith of his mother, he has written now his 8th book. He's been on the Steve Harvey Show. He's a worldwide international motivational speaker. And he now has his PhD. He is doing so many great things for the kingdom of God and for the people of God. So that's what I'm sharing with you, Brother Polidor, on tonight. Just like he did for Minister Eddie Connor, you may not be going through the same things that he experienced, but God is going to open them same type of doors for you. As long as you continue to keep God first, as long as you continue to motivate people and inspire people for God's glory and not your personal gain, then God is going to continue to bless you, your family, and everything that your hand touches. God is going to continue to open doors for you. Continue to be the man, the father, the husband that God has ordained for you to be, and the best for you is yet to come. Brother Polidor, at this time, I want to say thank you so much for being my special guest on tonight and sharing with the worldwide listeners of your book. Again, your book is titled, What's Your Kick? And so right now I'm going to open up the opportunity for you to share with the worldwide listeners. In case if someone wants to get in touch with you or for you to come and speak to them or motivate them through speaking or whatever the situation may be, how do the listeners get in contact with you? And also you can give your information about how they can purchase your book, and you can give your shout-outs at this time.
Yes, sir. Here we go. First and foremost, thank you for inviting me once again on your platform. If a listener wants to get a copy of What's Your Kick, The Guide to Unlocking Your Passion, you can email me directly at seanpolidor@gmail.com. I don't mind spelling it, seanpolidore@gmail.com. You can order for me directly. I will mail your book out, and I will sign it, autograph, leave you a personal passage and everything, and I will deliver it to you as soon as possible. You can also find my book on Amazon.com, and it is in Kindle format as well for the folks that love digital content. You can download it on Kindle. Also, for speaking engagements and things like that, my contact number is 337-578-4506. You can call me at any time, and we can set up arrangements for speaking engagements and things of that nature. Last but not least, my shout-outs. I want to shout-out to my loving family out there in Franklin, Louisiana. I love all of y'all. And, of course, shout-out to my beautiful, lovely wife and my children. And last but not least, our personal empowerment network, our public speaking group, The Pen. I love y'all, brothers, and we have a lot more to come from Pen Publishing. Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Brother Pojoy, I am so excited for what God is doing through you. And just like I said, as long as you keep God first, you haven't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. Before I release you from this platform on tonight, is there any final words of encouragement that you would like to share with the worldwide listeners?
I do have some final words, listeners. Realize this. This is my first book, and I'm 36 years old. I was not a reader until in my mid-20s. I was not a writer at all. So I found the love of literature and writing and reading and things like that, I want to say, later on in life. Don't see me with a book and assume I was a high school 4.0 student and things like that. That's not my story. I was a late bloomer, but I want the listeners to understand the power of knowledge and wisdom and seeking information, positive, encouraging, uplifting information, and how that can transform your life and the people around you in your circle.
That is very deep, and that's so very important to know. And you know what? And because of what you just said, God is going to open up more doors for you because he sees our hearts. And that's what I love about God. He's not like man. See, man is fickle. Man will tell you one thing one minute and then turn around and say he forgot that he told you the next second. But God is not like that. And he's not a man that he should lie, neither his son a man that he should repent. So God is faithful. He's going to do just what he said he's going to do in our lives. But it's all about God's timing. So we just have to make sure that we don't have hidden motives or agendas. And that's what I love about God, too. He knows and searches our hearts. He knows that if we're trying to be a blessing to other people or in the body of Christ, or if we're trying to do it for monetary gains or fame or fortune. So whatever we do for God, we got to make sure that we do it from our heart and that God will be glorified through it. And once we do that, then God will make room for us, and he will put us before great men and women. We don't have to go around searching and looking for anybody. He'll send them right to you, or he'll put them right in front of your face before you even know it. And you'll wonder what happened. It happened so fast. I am a living witness because that's what he's doing in my life. And he's going to do it for you too, listener. If you stand on God's word, if you know your calling and your purpose, whether it's writing a book, whether it's singing gospel songs through CDs, or whether you're a man of God or a woman of God teaching and preaching his word, whatever your calling is and your purpose, know that it's in the will of God for you and that you're not doing this of yourself. It's that God will be glorified through you. So that's my prayer for you tonight, Brother Polidor, on tonight. Continue to stand on the wall. Continue to be the bright light because whether you know it or not, everywhere you go, even not only through your books, but there's something about your personality, your attitude, that people see Jesus in you. So that's what it's all about. Christians, we need to realize and know that some people are never going to go into a church building, and we are the only church they're going to ever see. So that's why it's important that we be true to God and we be the men and women of God that he has called us to be, because God is going to hold us accountable. If we are the ones that call someone to scatter God's flock, if we call someone by being a liability to the kingdom of God, by them not accepting Jesus Christ because of the way we live, we're saying one thing, but we're doing another, total opposite of the will of God, then God is going to hold us accountable. And so we want to be assets to the kingdom of God. We want to be assets to the kingdom of God. I said it again, and I'm going to say it one more time. We want to be assets to the kingdom of God tonight. such as Brother Polidor. So, Brother Polidor, continue to do what God has called you to do, because you are fulfilling your God purpose in the earth for God's glory. We know that God is more is glorified on tonight. The enemy is even more horrified because of what you're doing, and we know that God is pleased. So that's what it's all about. As long as God is pleased, and you know that you are doing everything within your might and your power to be pleasing to God, then your living is not going to be in vain. So continue to be the man that God has called you to be through the writing of, I believe you're going to write more books than What's Your Kick. This is just your first one. He's about to open some more doors for you, because he has more books inside of you that need to be released, and only you can release them. So thank you for being my special guest on tonight. And Lord be willing, it is my prayer and my hope and desire to have you back on again, because you have very so much more that I know that you can say to the listeners. But by time permitting, I cannot allow, we cannot go any further right now on tonight. But the Lord be willing, I'm going to have you back on again. Even if your next book is not released anytime soon, as soon as the Lord gives me the green light to have you back on again, I will definitely be in contact with you, because I love your spirit. And I know the listeners were blessed by you on tonight as well as myself. So for you and your family, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to be a doer of God's word. Continue to be the asset to the kingdom of God that he has called for you to be in such a time as this, in these last and evil days. Continue to be blessed of the Lord, Brother Polidor. And I thank you for being my guest on tonight.
Yes, sir.
Well,
thank
tonight,
you very much for that. I appreciate it.
No problem. I am so excited for you, and I can see I see in my spiritual eye what God is about to do in your life. Is going to be mind blowing. You think you had experiences on those different visiting those different 25 or 26 different countries while serving in the military? That's nothing compared to what God has in store for you. So right now, we're going to close out tonight's program kind of early on tonight, but I am just so excited for my guest on tonight. And I thank God for him coming forth and sharing his book with the listeners on tonight. What's Your Kick? So you want to be motivated. You want to be inspired. You want to get this book. Make sure you get this book in your hands. Read it. If you don't buy it for yourself, be a blessing to someone else. Be a blessing to someone else by buying this book and sharing this book with someone else so they can be helped through Brother Polidor's book titled What's Your Kick? And also, not only is he the author of this book, but he is a motivational speaker. And as I said earlier, I believe, just like he did with Dr. Eddie Conner, he's going to make you a well-known international motivational speaker, Brother Polidor. That's what I believe. And I believe in God for and he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. So, again, we know that he's not a man that he should lie. As long as you stay faithful and continue to be a doer of his word and leading people to Jesus Christ through the works of your hands, the best is yet to come. So, well, on tonight, that is our show for tonight, and I pray that you was blessed by it as well as I know that I was blessed, and I was really inspired by this man of God, the author of What's Your Kick, Brother Polidor. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come giving your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we thank you again for who you are, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We know that we don't deserve either one, but we are worthy of, we are grateful because of your grace and mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. We just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that through your Holy Spirit on tomorrow, through every door that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name on tomorrow, it's our prayer that you will move through your Holy Spirit and by your Holy Spirit through each vessel that's going to bring forth your word on tomorrow to the saving of many souls, to bringing back those that are backslidden, and that the body of Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified individually and then as a corporate body of believers in your Son, Jesus Christ. Continue to have your way in our lives individually and then as a corporate body of believers. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up our President Donald Trump, and world leaders alike all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and their minds and their spirits, Heavenly Father, that they would do what's right for all people, that you would be glorified through them. We pray and continue to lift up all those that have been affected by the different mudslides and the hurricanes and tornadoes and the floods and everything that's going on in the world, Heavenly Father, that we don't always understand. We want to continue to lift up that family that lost five members in, at one time in the plane crash Heavenly Father, comfort and strengthen that family as only you can. And all those that are suffering from the loss of loved ones, comfort and strengthen as only you can. And it's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to move by your spirit through each and every one of us that are being true doers of your word and trying to be assets to the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, help us that we can be a blessing to everyone we meet, that somebody can see Jesus Christ in us, and that you will continue to bless the works of our hands, that our living will not be in vain, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you, too. Until the next time, guess what we're going to do? We're going to continue to give God total praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised. Until the next time, good night.